conservative, and just plain right.
Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right, just like the dude just said. And we are here Monday through Friday, 2 to 5 p.m. Copper's usually running the board, but she's got a couple of days where she is literally on a mission right now. She is helping with a two-day prayer vigil regarding the Supreme Court arguments that we'll talk about more in a few minutes. And so she's out today, and Kelsey's running the board. Hey, Kelsey, how you doing, man?
Doing good today, Phil.
Oh, good deal. Hey, listen, I've got super reverb. I'm hearing myself twice, so whatever magic button you have to hit, please make that go away. It's just wearing me out right now. Yeah, we got a full show for you. Plenty of legals to talk about. And Kelsey, you get that triple dipper sound effect ready, because we're going to do that here in a second. You'll be interested to know, folks, triple dipper, but at 3 p.m., my friend Matt Clark from the Alabama Center for Law and Liberty, he'll be calling in to discuss, because he's in D.C. right now, he'll be calling in to discuss the Supreme Court decisions, along with some vaccine mandate decisions, to include the case against United Launch Alliance right over in Decatur. Kelsey, you got that sound effect? Hit that sound effect for me.
The Triple Dipper. Three stories you've got to know.
Yeah, so the Triple Dipper. Here's the deal. Three themes that we run the show on today are this. Number one, we're on judicial watch. They have concluded arguments in the Supreme Court of the United States on one of the most landmark cases. I'm telling you, there is something going on right now in the world of social media and online media with news and information. And folks, we got some things to talk about. Major changes at Twitter and other things. And I'll unpack that for you, too, as we go. But listen, I am... And Kelsey, by the way, the reverb stopped. Can you hear me still okay? Are we good to go?
Still good to go, Phil.
All right. Thanks, man. So, yeah. So, listen, thinking through today's show and putting together a triple dipper that has tons of legals involved in it, let me just tell you, many of you know I'm a practicing attorney. So, between law school, clerking, and actual practice, I've been at it for over two decades now. And the law, I mean, the law is a funny animal. You can think it's in the bag, and then it's not. And you can see nothing but downside and then have it all change in your favor. I've seen witnesses try to change their stories on the stand, and then I've also seen evidence that didn't seem to do much for you suddenly shine brighter in the light of testimony in court. Something that moves a case from one side to the other can happen in the blink of an eye. And justice is blind, they say, but justice can also be fickle, in my opinion. But in the end, America's rule of law, our system of jurisprudence, our constitutional guarantees to due process, trial by jury, adequate representation, and more, is still the best in the world, bar none. Not every country can say that. Not every citizen of this world has the same level playing field to provide them some form of representation. And I know this firsthand. As many of you know, the military has been a huge part of my life as well, right? And I don't know if I've told this story or not, and if I have, forgive me. But when the war in Afghanistan kicked off, as some of you all heard me talk about in the past, I wound up being one of the first deployed for extended boots-on-the-ground duty in-country. And my small Special Operations Civil Affairs team of six guys, along with 12 Special Forces dudes, and a guard force of roughly 10 Afghan Mujahideen soldiers, we lived among the Afghan people for the better part of a year. We were not on a base. We lived among the Afghans. We ate their food. We wore their clothes quite often. We grew beards. We rode horses. It was a crazy year. And as part of my team's mission, we were to bring humanitarian assistance to the northeast regions of the country. And we lit up all kinds of projects in the middle of that war zone. Wells for clean water, rebuild silos to store grain, and then also rebuilding schools for kids that the Taliban had destroyed. Those were just some of the things that we did in among other more soldierly tasks in the combat area of operations. So over there, I was a soldier. But, you know, back home, I was also early in my law career, right? So came a day when a major contract that we had underway to better the lives of folks in an area called Kunduz came to a halt. Apparently, one of the local warlords, a guy named General Miralam in that case, he wasn't getting his cut or something from the workers on that contract. So I made it clear that I wanted an audience with Miralam. And so we sat down in his headquarters. All of his minions were all gathered around staring at me like some kind of zoo animal. And I made it clear this was a contract that I had negotiated with the authority as an agent of the United States and that he could not shut it down. Well, after a while, he finally realized that I had the upper hand and he said, okay. But then he said, and this is the funny part, and I'm getting to my point. He said, Here, it is my job to make sure contracts are done well. In your country, who enforces the contracts? Well, that's too easy for me, right? I said it. I said, the lawyers. I said it through my interpreter. The lawyers. At which point, the whole room just broke out laughing like that was the stupidest thing they had ever heard. And I realized right then I was in a country that had no respect for the rule of law. Well, my point in this is that we do. We're a civil nation bound by fabrics of laws that bring order and stability, and sometimes we don't like them, but they exist nonetheless. And hear me when I say this, this week there are potential legal arguments being made that have the possibility of literally rocking our world. And I'm not saying that lightly. In a nation where the law means something, and where the law is a part of the underpinning of what makes us a great nation overall, there's times when that underpinning is going to get rattled, shaken, moved, and this week that's happening in the Supreme Court of the United States. I hope that you're seeing it for what it is. In 1973, the Supreme Court of the United States decided that case called Roe v. Wade, and then again in the early 90s, it reformed it somewhat in another case called Planned Parenthood v. Casey, and there has likely been only a handful of legal determinations of such magnitude, of such debate, of such social discourse. And this week, for the very first time since Roe was decided, there is a case that has made its way all the way up the legal ladder. And even now, as I speak, it is before the Supreme Court of the United States. In fact, just in the last couple of hours, the actual arguments on that have concluded. The nine justices of the highest court in the land now have a decision to make. And so for the first time, I'll be honest with you, the first time it is believed that the plurality of the court may in fact lean away from Roe. You see, judges are people too. They have experiences, viewpoints, faith, interpretations, understandings, just like any of the rest of us. And they are called to sometimes make decisions that even they don't like. And sometimes they have to do so with great pains. In the arguments before the bench today, there were any number of statements made that the doctrine of what we call stare decisis, it's a legal doctrine that basically says you have to rely upon prior rulings or case precedents, those are final, but that's not true. Unlike constitutional or statutory laws, which may only be applied with their legislative intent intact, prior case law can shift with time. And since Roe was decided in the early 70s, technology has given us so much insight into the life of a child inside the womb. My second grandchild's on the way right now. I've seen pictures of her beautiful self just resting in the womb, and you can count fingers and toes and see the features of her face. And at just a few weeks past conception, an audible heartbeat can be detected nowadays. In Alabama, we have laws on the books that make the murder of a pregnant woman a double homicide. Why? Because it's two lives. Technology alone gives us information. Local laws can add to it. And since the passage of Roe v. Wade, an estimated 60 million of those lives have been terminated before they ever breathed air or saw the light of day. Now, I'm not a legal sensationalist. I'm often very pragmatic, even about my own cases. But I sense right now that today we have an opportunity. Today, arguments were held that go way beyond the norm before the Supreme Court. Today, a law that had duly been passed by the state legislature of Mississippi, having been challenged in the lower courts, made its way all the way to the final level of legal parlance, and the nine justices of our current court have before them now the first and the biggest opportunity to set aside that prior precedent that we call Roe v. Wade, and to rule that our times, our technology, our laws, and our Supreme Court can now see things differently. And that in a nation where the law matters, that lives also matter, and that life is precious, and that states have a right to make a determination as to what they will do on this most supreme of issues. So I'm praying for those justices and for our country, because it really, really does matter. And that's a wrap for the Right Side Way. All right, Kelsey, man, go ahead and move us towards the break. And listen, folks, there's a lot happening. The world of legal jargon aside, what it boils down to is, what do we stand for as a nation? And there are things happening in the courts that deal with vaccine mandates and federal overreach that are happening all around us. And on top of that, Roe v. Wade is technically on trial. And we'll see what happens. Big doings, y'all. Big, big doings. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, just plain right. We'll be right back.